The Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so they will also not come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I do want to add a word of welcome to Dr. Jim Borst, who is here as our guest conductor of the choir today. Jim, welcome to Trinity. Good to have you with us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Retired Pastor Michael Anton shared this notice, which he indicated was posted in some French churches. In its English translation, the notice reads, "It is possible that on entering this church, you may hear the call of God. On the other hand, it is not likely that God will contact you by phone." Thank you for turning off your phone. And the notice goes on, "If you would like to talk to God, come in, choose a quiet place, and talk to God. If you would like to see God, send the Lord a text while driving." And now for the sermon. You know sermons, the point in the liturgy when we stop the other things we're doing and try to listen to what Jesus is saying to us. A few minutes we will give. We will stop whatever's on our minds, and we're going to seek to focus on what is on God's mind. During this brief interlude, we bend our lives towards Scripture so that Scripture might bend our lives toward God. And in the words of the opening image, it is possible that on entering this time, you may hear the call of God. Friends in Christ, there is no way around it. Today's gospel is about money. Again. Again, we're challenged to think of our stuff, our money. And we don't talk about money as much in this church as the Bible talks about money. I'm told that there are over 1,000 references in Holy Scripture to money and to riches and material goods and how they are to be used rightly. And Jesus extended the invitation to prospective disciples, follow me. Only one refused. And that refusal was due to money. Perhaps you've noticed with me that the 2020 presidential election is underway. I pray that we all survive. And perhaps you've noticed in politics that it's fashionable for our politicians to worry about the overburdened middle class. Most of us here, the swing voters, they call them. But my sisters and brothers in Christ, who worries about the poor? Why doesn't that piece ever enter into the political puzzle? They're easily relegated, the poor, as lazy or not wanting to work or having made bad choices or just not gotten the breaks. The poor tend to be dismissed or ignored readily. But let's be clear. The Christian position is always for those who have less. And a sense of responsibility, a call, if you will, is assigned to those of us who have more. Again, going back to that opening image of listening for a call from God, here it is. We are called to think carefully and pray carefully and use carefully the gifts we've been given. Listen, and you'll come to know that we can't avoid thinking about the rich and the poor in the gospel of Christ Jesus. But we are also called to perceive in Jesus' parable today the opportunity to quit stepping over poor Lazarus at our gates. The story of the rich man and Lazarus is a done deal. The story that we're a part of is still unfolding. And we have a choice to not step over the ones who are at our gates. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus brings us to a glimpse of a way forward. And it reminds me, perhaps it reminds you, of that amazing story by Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge has always stepped over Tiny Tim at his gate until he has a change of heart, a conversion. He doesn't end up in the agony of Hades, but ends up having a change of heart. And the one who has much becomes one who loves much, who gives much, and who lives rightly. The rich man in Jesus' parable was blind to the neighbor at his gate, poor Lazarus. And he was deaf to the scriptural teachings in the way of Moses and the prophets. His riches clogged his ears and obscured his eyes. But that doesn't have to be the final answer. Like Dickens' Scrooge, we can bring our response into alignment with God's dream for God's people. So you heard about the world hunger appeal of our denomination. We're number one in our state. But friends, in Christ, we're only number 38 of the 9,000 congregations in the ELCA. We could do better. Let's get into the top 25 next year. We can give through the World Hunger Appeal. We can give through our ELCA International and Domestic Disaster Response, which allows us to realign our priorities and share from our abundance. And it's not just our money, the time we give, the time we dedicate to serving meals to our sisters and brothers at Degage down on Division Street. There's room on the teams, by the way. The teams from Trinity to go and do that every month. To come and physically play with and extend hospitality to the children and to the adults, welcoming the homeless who will arrive as guests at our gate 4 Sundays from now with the Interfaith Hospitality Network. You can be a part of that. The ability to stand shoulder to shoulder with our neighbors in our annual Habitat for Humanity construction projects. Because the poor are at our gates and yet they want to work with us. They want homes. And the beautiful material gifts of those who quilt, those who take the time to bring their gifts of warmth and hope to sisters and brothers they'll never meet. These are ways we can tangibly repent of stepping over poor Lazarus at our gate. And then we align ourselves in the gospel transformation of the heart, which is God's calling to us. Maybe even the top 20. There's a beautiful new hymn entitled, For Everyone Born. And it has as its first verse this lyric. For everyone born, a place at the table. For everyone born, clean water and bread. A shelter, a space, a safe place for growing. For everyone born, a star overhead. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy. Amen.